Zora Cloak Yisrael, Acharei Mos, Day 6. And it's usually this portion is something preparing us for the Shabbos. So it's an excerpt from Zohar Mishpatim, second chelik of the Zohar, 98.1. Tochazi, come and see a new revelation. B'yom de Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos, b'shaita des Kaddish Yoma, at the time of the day is sanctified, which means the beginning of Shabbos, and is sanctified from the negative influences of the week. Nafki nishmasin migoi lona, the chai souls come out from the tree of life, from the world of Atzilus. Umanashbin ino nishmasin kadishin tasoi, and these holy souls blow to those below, which means that each person is given a gift of an extra soul, and rests upon him. And also those that have relationship, they can draw these holy souls to their children. V'naichin b'hu kol yom d'shabbos, and they rest upon them in pleasure the whole day of Shabbos. V'basa d'nofik Shabbos, and after Shabbos day leaves, solkin kulu nishmas, and all the souls arise, all the souls that were there for Shabbos, they return to their place in Shemayim above. V'satrin b'itrin kadishin la'ila, and they're crowned with holy crowns above, they get the surrounding lights. So we see here a clear expression of this principle, great principle in Chassidus. We read it, Sarah Chaliyah, going down in order to go up. These souls are in heaven. What do they need to come down to this world? But because they come down to this world to rest with people in this world on the Shabbos, so that merit, they merit when they come back to receive even higher lights above. Of Hachi, also similarly, Kutcher Brichu Azmin Haobah Nosh, Holy and Blessed Be He, invites that person. Do Nishmas and Achud, this is the other soul. Hashem on Shabbos like invites the person to the royal ball, and he gives him this royal attire. He dons him with a new, fresh soul from above. Vavugav d'doz minolei, and even though this is set for him, nishmas d'havalei b'kad mesa, the soul he originally had, shoy b'kad mesa, sheir b'kad mesa, its original garment, ksusa, it's its sustenance, ksusa, its garment, monosa, and its special time period, loigrei should not be withheld, come on, Rav said. In other words, Zohar is saying, when a person gets his extra soul on Shabbos, he doesn't lose his own soul, it just becomes added to him. Like if you have a sound system, you can add, get an accessory, extra amplifier, and gives it extra power. So he can add accessories to his neshama and increase its ability to perceive and connect with Hashem's divinity. And Zohar brings a mashal over here. It says about a maidservant, when someone buys one, that he has to be careful to provide all the sustenance and the garments. So the soul, the extra soul, is like this extra maidservant that's coming to him that has to make sure to take care of properly. On the day of Shabbos, it's brought elsewhere through learning Torah, especially through learning new ideas in Torah. This is like the sustenance, the extra soul is given to him, and gives it the merit to scale higher levels above when it returns.